Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sewing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us today. So you're going to have to listen to find out when Miss Jolene is with us and when she's not. Miss Jolene was with us yesterday. So if you're listening to the show and you missed the show, it's because, you didn't hear Miss Jolene. That's your own fault. You have to listen daily. We don't tell you when she's going to be here and when she's not. But we're going to get started with our birthdays. We got several birthdays to do today. I know Pioneer Paula's got a special birthday also there that we're going to play a song for one of her friends that he wrote the song and the people pitched together out there in Colorado. The first birthday that I have today is Tracy Beverly Goodlett. Happy birthday, Miss Tracy. What about Missy Allen McKinney? And I call her Melissa. Oh, wow, Melissa. Happy birthday, baby. Love you with all my heart. Josh DeZarn, happy birthday to you. Jeff Sheets, happy birthday to you. Chris Anderson, happy birthday to you, Chris. Brian Kambadie, K-Y-A-M-B-A-D-D-E. Sorry. And then Cheryl Angel, and that is my Facebook family and friends birthday. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. I know you've got a special birthday.
I sure do. A longtime friend from way back in the 70s, Ronnie McIntosh. Happy empty birthday. I sure do love you.
Oh, yes. The weather, it is absolutely cloudy and 45, Paula.
Cloudy and 41.
Yucky day. Wow. Yeah, it is, Paula. I'm not seeing it. Let's see, it says, here you go. Let's see if did he post that on your timeline, Paula?
Yeah, and then I tagged you in it.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't give me the thing. No, it didn't give it to me. So let me see if I can go to your timeline, see if I can find it. Because, I mean, that's a good song. And I know it's on YouTube, but what was the name of it again? Oh, Face in the Crowd.
Right.
Face in the Crowd, Paul. Yep, I've got it right here. And it's pulling up, and let's see how many minutes it is. It's not very, I don't think it's very long. There was a shooting with an officer involved in Georgetown. It's 4 minutes and 25 seconds, so I don't know if it's going to play. Oh, yeah, here it goes. We'll be right back. Here we go.
Happy birthday, Ronnie. We love you.
Spinning. Don't you just hate the internet sometimes? It's like, man.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it another way. It's not one to do it that way. Always a problem. In the Crowd with Chris. Ronnie is the one that made this, done the song, right, Paula?
Yeah, it was actually a poem. Yeah, it was actually a poem.
And then the other guy took and put it all together, right?
Right.
It's 4 minutes and 25 seconds. Here it is. We'll be right back.
Beautiful.
If I saw you today, would you say hello? If I was home, it'd shelter me from the cold. If I was hungry, see that I was dead. Would you despise me for something I said? I was down, would you lift me up? If I was thirsty, lend me your cup. Would you forgive me if I was wrong? Would you cast me aside like a stone belong? Done it unto the least of me. Well, my brother, you have done it unto me. Done it unto the least of me. Well, my brother, you have done it unto me. If I had nothing, could you share your will? If I was sick, nurse me back to hell. If I was a stranger, make me feel at home. Would you turn your back and leave me alone? If you died today, would your soul be at rest? Could you honestly say you gave it your best? Is your life something for which you were proud? Was your fellow man faithful and proud?
I walked up to a woman once, asked her what time it was. I was pushing a cart. Me and my wife were pushing our cart. We had all our stuff in a grocery cart. I was pushing. I needed to know what time it was. So I went up to ask this woman what time it was. She's like, oh, get away from me. I don't have any money. Leave me alone. I'm like, I don't want it. She's like, just get away from me. Go. I'm like, and I'm thinking, what could have this woman been through if she's so terrified of a stranger that she's, what if my wife was pregnant, her water just broke and I needed help?
Done it up. Well, my brother, you have done it unto me. When you've done it unto the least of me. Well, my brother, you have done it.
I believe there's a lot of good people out there, but for the most part, most people, all they care about is themselves. You could be standing there on the corner bleeding, and people just drive by. They wouldn't want no part of it. They wouldn't want no part of the drama. So there'd be one in ten that might stop and help.
Happy birthday, Ronnie, man. I mean, what a great, great song. I mean, love that song, Paula. I mean, man, that's just one of the most heart-touching songs ever. You know?
And that video,
I mean, man,
is a tear-jerker.
It is, Paula. I mean, you know, you know, it's like I was telling my doctor today. I can actually say my doctor's name. When I first met my doctor, I couldn't say his name, so I called him Dr. Love. But his name is Dr. Mahalove. And I told him today, I said, well, you know, Doc, when I first met you, I couldn't say your name. And he's just the coolest damn doctor ever was. He's got jet coat black hair. He's got the little John Lennon glasses on, sort of like mine. And he's got an accent. And he looks like a full-blooded Native American Indian. Because I told him, because, you know, I mean, I just questioned him. I said, can I ask where you're from? And he said he was from Europe. I was like, well, damn, that's cool as hell. No wonder I like you. You know,
right.
Not a United States doctor, you know. But he's like, no, he said he came over here and he went to school. And he said, actually, before he came to Kentucky, he was in New Jersey. And he said, wow, you do not want to be in New Jersey being a doctor. So he said, I came to Kentucky, and he said, I like it here. And he said, I like the people here. And he said, I hope they like me. And he's just a great, great doctor. I mean, and I tell you, I mean, what I really like about him the most, my doctor was almost in tears today, which it humbled me. It really actually humbled me, because he told me, he said, if I never do anything in this state, he said, I want to help you. And I said, well, what do you want to help me with? He said, I've got to help you. And he said, the only thing I really want to do is to be able to help you to quit smoking these cigarettes. Because he said, you are walking around, you're like a time bomb. He said, yeah, you're in good health, everything seems to be fine. But he said, like on the last blood work that we done, my blood is getting really, really thick. I have emphysema, I have asthma, I have COPD. And he said, what happens when the blood gets really, really thick like that is not only is it damaging my heart, but he told me I could even have like a brain aneurysm and just fall over stone dead. It's like a ticking bomb waiting for it to happen. And like I say, he was actually almost in tears and told me, you know, he said, if I never do anything in this state, he said, I really like you as a patient. He said, you know, and listen to this, I'm the only patient the doctor has that's not on some type of medicine. Every other patient he's got is on some type of a medicine. And you know, and he said, you know, you're the only patient I've got. And he said, you know, and he said, and what amazes him the most is when he listens to my lungs and he's looked at my lungs on x-rays, which I'm fixing to have a bunch more lung tests done. Lord God, I ain't going to make it through this one test. I've already had it done. I will pass out. I'll be in the emergency room. They will kill me with this one test. I've already had it a couple of years ago, and I like to never survive it then, so I'm sure I'll have a hard time with it this time. But he said, you know, he said, by listening to my lungs, it's so crazy. And it just amazes him about how good the lungs. I sound strong. I have a 97% oxygen level. But he said, it's like a bomb. It's ticking, tick, tick, tick. And he said, you know what happens with a ticking bomb? When the flame goes out, he said, it explodes. And that's his main thing, that, you know, he's very concerned because I do have COPD, which is, you know, I was born with asthma. I've got really bad emphysema. And like I told you, I'm really struggling sometimes in the morning time about breathing. And he said, well, I can't even believe that you're not on oxygen. And he said, you know, according to the x-rays, but he said, we're going to do some more tests. And, matter of fact, hell, I'm fixing to have a bunch of tests done, to be honest with you. I'm fixing to have that colostoscope done. I'm fixing to have the titty smasher. I've agreed to the titty smasher again. But, you know, we've done a bunch of blood work today because one of his things, and this is the same thing we talked about 6 months ago. He's worried about this cyst. I've got a cyst on my left wrist, and I've got a cyst like on my right wrist, but he's really starting to worry about the cyst on my left wrist because he said it's not looking right to him. So we're going to go back and look at that again in February after I get these other tests done. I got to go back to him in February unless something comes up in the blood work of the test. But one of the main things that it's concerned him is my liver, you know. And I mean, this is second time that my doctor has talked to me about my liver. And you know what amazes me about the liver is what it is. I have a thing that is diagnosed as spider, A-N-G-I-O-M-A. And what it is, it's little red blood blisters that are like covering my body. And he said most of the time that is a really bad liver disease. But what shocks them the most is I've never been a drinker. And ain't that crazy? I've never been a drinker. Everybody that knows me knows I'm completely against alcohol. And I said, how could I, as much as I've fought against alcohol, end up with a liver fucking problem, you know?
The ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen, good thing. Good point, Paula. Good point. Ibuprofen, absolutely. You know, that could be the key thing.
She was eating them like candy last year.
Yes, I was, Paula. I was in pain. I was trying to get out of the pain. But, you know, I mean, here's you an example. Of course, they've got, I don't know how they get this. I failed to, they've got me a 6 foot five. I am not 6 foot five. I am 5'6". I'm not 6'5", but they've got me backwards on that. But, you know, my weight come in at 117 pounds today, which I've lost some weight. You know, I've lost 3 pounds since the last time I seen him. My blood pressure was 118 over 64. Now, you know, he said, you know, I mean, with my, you know, with my size and things, he feels like that's pretty normal. But, I mean, he said, hell, to be 52 years old here, you know, and to have that low of a blood pressure, man, people would kill for a blood pressure that low. And,
did you tell him it was
like
the cannabis?
No. And you know, and my oxygen, my O2 level was a 98%. You know, he's like, how do you have a 98% O2 level? You know, he said,
you smoke
pot. He said, just, I can't tell him that, Paula. I don't want him to ever test me for that and put me up on anything, you know. But I'm really, you know, I've got 2 weeks to set a date. I've got 2 weeks to set a date, and he's already determined that there's no way that we're going to try the patches. I've already tried the patches. He's scared to death for me to have the patches because he's afraid I'll smoke on them and it'll kill me. So I've got a choice of to try Wellbutrin or Zyban, or Chantix, or I, you know, it's, and they're all pill form. And he said I wouldn't be on them for very long. I don't know. I mean, I'm seriously really considering it because of, to me, I am struggling with breathing. You know, I mean, I talked to him today about I'm having some headaches. And, of course, when we discussed that, I mean, hell, where I give up caffeine, of course, I've got a little bit of caffeine right now. You know, it's very possible that these headaches are coming from the withdrawal of caffeine.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, man, it just amazes me at the people. I mean, and, you know, I mean, and the people that is on some type of medicine, you know. And, I mean, you know, that's the first thing. I mean, everybody I talk to, I mean, you know, just like even when we went to do the blood work, you know, when I went to the labs to have the blood pulled, you know, what medications are you on? I'm not on any medicine. Well, why are you not on any medicine? Well, I don't need no medicine. If I don't need it, why take it, you know? But, yeah, I love this doctor. Love this doctor. Great, great doctor. Great doctor. I'm being referred to a pulmonary disease. He thinks I've got a pulmonary disease. I guess that's your chest. I don't know. Something to do with my lungs. Yeah, I've got to do that, and I'm being referred also to have a colonoscope. Of course, I've done all my labs, and I'm being fixed for a mammogram screening, and then I've got to have a. Well, on my mammogram, I've got to have a digital CAD with a digital CAD screen, whatever that means. And you know, it's kind of funny because I changed my profile today to say that, you know, I'm determined to fight against cancer. Oh, wait, we're getting ready to take a break, though. Yakin, yakin.
I'm ready.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. And we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. I'm going to take us away. Here we go, Paula.
Puff, puff, pass.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and atmosphere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Oh, wow. Well, I said, well, now it just now put me over. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Pat. And, oh, messed up on that. I was saying it and it didn't even have me over there. Damn it.
I know. It went blank. Like
yeah,
dead
I mean,
air.
Well, I pushed it over there for us and it still wouldn't let me.
And I tried hitting on this pipe before 4:20. You know it wouldn't let me hit. Suck on it until it was 4:20.
Really?
Yeah, it wouldn't draw or nothing until I tried when the song come on, and then it went real smooth. Didn't want me cheating, I guess.
Oh, my. It is. It is a hard time. It is hard to quit smoking. I mean, 13 years. I mean, well, not 13 years. I mean, let's figure it up. I said 13 years. I started actually smoking when I was 13. So I have been smoking for 39 years. I have been smoking. That's longer than any marriage I could have possibly ever had. I can't even have a marriage to get close to that.
Yes. me and nicotine done got our golden anniversary, man.
Oh, wow, Bob.
Over 50 years. Yeah, I started when I was 15.
Over 50 years. Oh, wow.
I'm 65 going on 66. I started smoking my daddy's King Edward cigar butts when I was 15.
Oh, wow. They don't even make a King Edward now, do they? I hadn't even heard that in years, Paul. They don't even make that cigarette no more, do they?
I don't know, but that was his favorite cigarette. Huh? And so when him and mother would leave, I'd sneak the butts out of the cigar ashtray and go smoke them.
Yeah, I'm like, Hank, that was a road, you rode your own.
Well,
right?
He bought the, this was King Edward cigars. He bought him in a big old box.
Oh, the King Edward cigars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
what
yeah.
I started out on.
Yeah, you don't even see guys smoke. You know, it's funny how back 20, 30, 40 years ago, all the guys, they didn't smoke cigars. I mean, cigarettes, they smoked cigars. And now, you don't see nobody hardly, very seldom ever smoking a cigar. Don't be biting on the electric cord there, dude. Can't be
unless it's
on
one of those little ones.
Can't buy it on the laptop cord, dude. I got a little piggy. I think I'm going to name her Piggy Bell. Yeah, I like the name Bella, but we wanted to shorten it to Bell, and she's like a pig. So I said, well, why not Piggy Bell? She's a PB. And Hank likes
get
PB. He has a lot of PBs in him and his family.
Get her stick to chew on instead of the cords. Stick.
Zero's got her own piece
of firewood. It was bigger than her when she started chewing on it.
Well, she's actually, I'll tell you what she's chewing on right now. I went and I got her. She's got a cat. She's got the cat thing that's on a plastic stick with the little cloth and stuff that's sticking down off of it, and that's what she's playing with is the cat stick.
She's not going to know if she's a pussy, a dog, or a pig.
Right. She's going to be all confused. Exactly, Paula. She's going to say, am I a pussy cat? Am I a pig or am I a dog? Which one am I? I'm just all confused. She's a sweet, nice little dog, though. There was a shooting in Georgetown today. I mean, from what I understood about it, there was an officer injured, but she wasn't injured due to anything there of anything happening. She was only injured because she had fell. But evidently, they said the police had been to that house like 13 times already. And the lady had pulled up in the driveway, had a gun to her head, threatening to kill herself. And you know, you got children trying to get on the damn school bus this morning, by the way, while this is going on, threatening to kill herself. So there was five different police officers on the scene. And what does she do? She raises the gun towards the cops. Well, what do you think happened? They shot her. You know, now she's not dead. But, you know, she's damn lucky she's not dead, you know. But it's like, my God, if the cops has been there 13 damn times, and I understand that your whole life might change for you all. But, man, trust me, if somebody don't love you and somebody don't give a shit about you, why are you trying to waste 1 second of your time with that person ever again? You've got to go on. Evidently, that person didn't love you in the beginning. You know? Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. Sad.
This time of year triggers shit anyway.
Right. And a big shout out to the Corps of Engineers? Army Corps of Engineers that has come up with and said that they're going to have to go around now, another route to go around. So big shout out to those folks, you know.
But I don't totally trust them.
Well, you know, I listened to one of the chiefs last night. One of the chiefs says, you know, that it was over with. So I don't know. I guess we'll see. Anyhow, I want to thank everybody out there. Big shout out to Luke Wubinga. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula, being with us today and everything. Everybody have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. God bless you people. Love you all. And I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Love you. Happy hempy birthday, Ronnie.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Ronnie.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping, a little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.